William Morrow and Harper Audio present At the King's Command, a novel, by Susan Wiggs, performed by Alex Windham. Glory is like a circle in the water, which never ceaseth to enlarge itself till by broad spreading it disperse to naught. William Shakespeare. Prologue. December 1533. The gypsy was hiding something. Juliana was sure of it. Even in the dimness of the barn, illuminated only by a wick burning in an oil-filled horn, she could see Zara's eyes dart nervously, her big knuckled hands dive for cover in the layers of her tattered skirts.
Oh, come, Zara,
Juliana prompted.
You promised to read my future.
Zara's fingers came up to toy with her necklace of coins.
The hour is late. You should go back to the house. If your mother knew you'd sneaked out to consort with gypsies, she would beat you raw and turn us out in the snow to freeze.
Juliana fingered the garnet buttons on her cloak.
Mama will never find out. She never comes to the nursery at night.
Juliana wrinkled her nose.
Besides, I shouldn't have to sleep in the nursery anymore. I'm getting too old for Misha's silly pranks and Boris's night frights.
Zara's hand, large and heavy and smelling faintly of sheep fat, cradled Juliana's cheek with a gentleness the girl had never felt from her mother.
14 is not so old,
Zara whispered. Juliana peered at her through the dusty air, misted from the breath of the horses stabled in the back of the barn. The sweet, earthy smell of hay and animals drifted around her and insulated the small space from the blustering cold outside.
Old enough to be betrothed.
Juliana placed her hand.